Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
All right, the schedule is out, and a lot of times you look at it, all right, you look at the good and the bad. You look at the positive, the negative, the things that may give you some concern, the things where you're like, ooh, this is good. We lucked out with this one. We're fortunate with this one. You can text some of yours in here on the text line, 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch as well. I'll kick it out, Clint. Like, I kind of really look at little things to me. And one thing for me that I love when I look at this schedule for the Texans, I would personally say, now some may disagree, but I would personally say the Texans have four games in which I would say they flatly don't have the quarterback advantage.
Okay.
And I think that's always a good thing. I think they're a team that is well coached for the most part, and they've got the quarterback advantage, or at least a push, in every game they play except for the four, and that is Mahomes, Allen, Lamar, and
Stafford.
And Stafford, yeah, those would be the four. Everybody else, I believe, either they clearly have the advantage or. You know, Herbert, it's a push, you know, to me, or they're in the same space. And I do. I think that is a big deal. When you go into games and when you got 17 of them and you go into games and you look over, you're like, all right, now it's not everything, but you look over and you understand those guys affect the game more than anybody else, and your guy's better than their guy. We can see every week in the NFL teams win that way. So I do think, for me, that is a real positive looking at the schedule. And I like the fact that for this team, the Texans, that's usually an indoor team or a better weather team, they got one cold game, and that is December 7th against Kansas City. That's one of the first things I looked at the back of the schedule, and I'm looking at it, all right, home game against the Colts, dome. December 28th, that could be a tough spot. Where are you at? You're in SoFi Stadium in L.A. You got another home game. In December, you got two home games in December, back-to-back at NRG. And then that one cold game, December 7th, you play against the Chiefs. Even November 30th is in a dome in Indy. So I think that is a real good thing that they ain't rolling to. They don't got a couple of games in the back end in really cold spots.
Yeah. No, there's no doubt about that. I mean, it's you can get into some real problems schedule-wise if you got Buffalo late at their place. You got Baltimore late at their place. You got Kansas City late at their place. Green Bay, if they were on the schedule. I mean, you could get in a real pinch. And the fact that the Texans don't have that, being an indoor team, That is a plus for sure.
Yeah, they get Baltimore October 5th. You've been in Seattle. That Seattle one could have been a later year game. A lot of people don't think about Seattle when it gets the weather, but it can get cold and windy in Seattle. So I think they're in real good shape. And if you are one that is hoping, you know, for, I think, a dream scenario to potentially be up there trying to fight for a bye, like, and try to control that, you're loving the end of that. You're end of the year, you're in a good spot. What are some of the things that, that you like, the positive you liked seeing the schedule for the Texans?
Oh, there's a lot of positive for me, man. I mean, it's the no murders row. I think overall the difficulty is not overwhelming. It may be after we see some of these teams and find out who they really are, but right now it doesn't look like the difficulty is overwhelming. I personally love where the bye's at, given who the Texans are. You know, last year they started earlier than everybody else and had a late bye, and we heard D'Amico Ryans talk about how tough that stretch was to get to that bye this year. You know, counting training camp, you're looking at the it's week six is your bye. So, you know, you're looking at 8 to 9 weeks into the season if you count training camp that you're going to have that bye. It'll break up just the monotony of football and the grind of football. It'll break up the overall season, including preseason, a bit. And so I think there's some good there.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You know, there's... I love the finish that you talked about the last four games of the season. I do think the Texans are a team that are more than likely going to need to play at least 16 games, like legitimately all out balls to the wall. Maybe even 17 games if they didn't live in a poor division. I think it'd be 17. There's a chance they could have this thing wrapped up by week 18. To be completely honest with you, but I'm not betting on it. So the last four games of the season, three of them being at home, you know, I think that's a plus.
And not just three of them being at home, but the opponents too.
Yeah. Arizona, Vegas, the LA Chargers and the Indianapolis Colts.
Those are very winnable.
Very winnable games. Yeah. So yeah, there's a lot to like about the schedule. I think the schedule gods, were definitely in favor of the Texans this year. Yep. Definitely. You talk about the stretches of games where you got several in a row. It was very possible that this season could turn up, boy, and you've got four or five games in a row where you're just like, whoo.
Yeah, like
that could be scary.
Like last year, you had that stretch of home to the Dolphins, at Kansas City, and then home to Baltimore. In 10 days. Like you don't really, and then they had another stretch in there where it was, now obviously when you get into a season, you don't know what it is. But they had a stretch last year. It was like Packers, Lions, Cowboys, like all in a division game all at once. And obviously the Cowboys were a different team.
Yep.
But so. You just never know how it gets. What about concerns for you from the schedule? When you look at the schedule, anything jump out as a concern for you?
Yeah, I don't know if it's as much as a concern as it is just a reality. I think the first five games of the season, like this team's going to have a hell of a training camp. I think you're going to have a hell of a preseason. You got the L.A. Rams in L.A. You got Tampa Bay at home. You got Baltimore at their place all before the bye. So there's 5 weeks, and then you have the bye the first 5 weeks of your season. I think are going to be very, very telling, not just for the division because you got two division games in there, but you got three like playoff teams from last year and three teams that pose some real problems in the Rams, the Buccaneers, and the Ravens. So by the bye week, as fans, we're going to know what we have in the Texans. So I think that first stretch, while, you know, I don't necessarily view it as a concern, I just think it's going to be tough. And then that other stretch there in the middle of the schedule where you got Buffalo on Thursday night, you got Indy on the road, then you got Kansas City on the road on Monday night. That's probably the toughest stretch of three. The best team in the division with arguably the best two teams on your schedule right there sandwiched in a row.
If the Colts are, you know, a good football team, if they're one of the ones battling with you, now that becomes one of those stretches that you're talking about, because on the road with Indy, if they figure out their quarterback position to a point where they're competitive like that, then that becomes a tough
game. Yeah, well, the other thing that concerns me a bit with the schedule is you got a bunch of teams on here that I think could pose some real problems, right? You don't have a bunch of teams. You don't have a handful of teams that are just like, damn, we got to slay the dragon, and then you got a bunch of layups, right? You got a bunch of teams that I think people are probably categorizing as wins: the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the San Francisco 49ers, the Denver Broncos, right? The Arizona Cardinals, the Seattle Seahawks, the Chargers, right? A lot of those are like, oh, those are wins, either whether based on last year or based on this year. Like, I mean, every one of those teams I could see being a playoff team and being a real problem in the playoffs.
Saying that to themselves.
Yeah, I mean, so I think that's where it's at, man. The Texans have a real chance this year with this schedule. You're either going to fall back and you're going to be in that middle of the pack, and that's kind of where you're going to live with C.J. Stroud during his rookie contract, or you're going to take the next step. You're going to dominate teams that right now are in the same tier with you, and then you're going to get up there and compete your ass off against the top dogs. I think it's going to go one direction or the other. I don't know that we're going to look up and this thing be one of those – still, if you know, wondering if they're what tier they're in at the end of the season.
Yeah.
Question for our listeners: which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint: it's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment your local Ford stores share, and that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.